Mosa and Mon Amour, Katja Oskamp. Herr Hübner, most of my clients are regulars and pay me a visit every 4 to 7 weeks. Over time, I've got to know these clients, their foibles and their quirks, their life stories, their fates. I'm fond of them, I know what they like, and I'm always pleased to see them again, safe and well, after a few weeks. With their frequent care, my regulars' feet are in good condition. Every now and then, so-called walk-in customers show up, even though they can't walk very well. Painful corns, ingrown toenails, and the acute consequences of a bloody self-experiment in the privacy of their own bathroom drive them to our salon. These walk-in customers also include out-of-towners, people with vouchers, people who only attach temporary importance to how their feet look, a spa break, a stay in hospital, or a new girlfriend. Sometimes I manage to convert a walk-in customer to a regular if the first appointment goes well. Tiffy calls people who come to the salon on the first time newbies. When a newbie arrives at our salon, I place bets with myself. Follow-up appointment? Tip? Apology? I always bet on the apology and I always win. It doesn't matter whether it's a construction site foreman or someone who fancies himself tattooed from head to foot, whether it's a pregnant woman or an old one, whether they're academics or without two brain cells to rub together. In actual fact, everyone who takes their shoes off in the chiropody room for the first time apologizes for their feet. It makes no difference what condition they're in. It's all new and unfamiliar. The contact is a little too intimate. It's embarrassing. All of this is reflected in the apology. One Wednesday morning, I read the name Herr Hübner in the diary. Do you know him? I asked Tiffy. She shook her head. Newbie. She said, bit of a strange character. Came in with his wife to make the appointment. I think she wears the trousers. At 3 o'clock, Herr Hübner was standing outside the door, a man in his late 50s, gone to seed, in a slouchy grey hoodie and baggy grey jogging bottoms. He was looking through the window with unmistakable reluctance. His wife was standing next to him, a plump woman dressed in black, with unkempt long hair dyed bright red. On Herr Hübner's other side stood a young girl, thin, pale, flat-faced, an unassuming character only given shape by her eyes edged with black eyeliner. Presumably Herr Hübner's daughter. When I opened the door and introduced myself, he didn't want to give me his hand and hid behind his wife. She and her daughter tried to coax him inside. When that didn't help, they gave him a shove over the threshold with their combined strength while he acted the lame horse. Herr Hübner looked around the reception area in fear and then at me with his strange watery eyes. I invited the family to take a seat while I prepared the foot bath. When I returned, I explained that the treatment would last an hour. The ladies were welcome to stay or they could go off and do some shopping. We'll stay, said the mother. The daughter nodded. I asked Herr Hübner to follow me into the chiropody room. I was followed not only by him, but also by the women in single file. I said I'd rather his entourage waited in the reception area, but neither I nor the room's confined space nor even the lack of chairs could drive the women away. They stood there, in the way, making it clear I should keep out of things I knew nothing about. I showed Herr Hübner to his place in the chiropody chair, and he turned around completely before sitting down hesitantly, as if he was afraid of getting dirty. I moved the foot bath into position, and Herr Hübner took off his shoes, or rather kicked them off his feet. They were ancient Crocs with air holes, a faded black and worn out of shape. What came into view was something from the animal kingdom. I've blanked out the stench of it. I realized Herr Hübner's appendages would have ruined any socks in seconds, and no closed shoe would have been able to house them. And so, for years on end, in summer and in winter, he'd gone around it with his bare feet in these rubber dinghy-shaped slippers. As Herr Hübner worked himself up to putting his feet in the water, he whimpered softly and turned his fearful puppy eyes to the women who cajoled him again, reassuring and encouraging him to get through the difficult hour that lay ahead of him.